You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So the Beis Yosef says will come out a big nafkamina between the two pshatim. If you say, like the first pshat, that it's tashlumin, so now we know that mincha, you start davening at 12:30. That's the Gemara. We went through the Gemara last week in Yuma, right? It's a Mishnah in Pesachim. In Pesachim, the earliest that would ever be makor the tabit shebem bayim on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yais, on Erev Shabbos would be on half hour after Chatzais. So the Gemara in Yuma says, why a half hour after Chatzais? How you can daven by Chatzais? You can do by Chatzais. So Gemara says, because in those days they didn't have clocks, obviously. If somebody could do research, Taka, when did these type of clocks come into, not our clocks, obviously. What did, at the time of the Shulchan Aruch and Rishayim, what did they use exactly? I don't know if it was just sundials. But anyway, so the Gemara says they couldn't tell when Chatzais was. They had to look at the shadow. And since the walls of the Beit HaMikdash were not exactly straight, they were on a slant, you wouldn't be able to see to know for sure that the sun is going to the west, right? Yesterday we had the parasha, right? The Golem, Mizracha, right? Kedma. Why is that called Kedem? Because it's the first one that comes out during the day. The sun comes out in the Mizrach, right? It's a Reyach. And when you see shadows in the east, that means it's going towards the west. But they couldn't see it exactly because the walls were not straight. So Mela, they made a Gzeira to wait a half hour. It's called a half hour, which, by the way, is a Machlekes HaPoskim. If it means a half hour, what we call 30 minuten, 30 minutes, so it means half of the Shazmanis. Like nowadays, Shazmanis could be an hour and something. It means half of that. Okay, so there's different ways of paskening and that. But Akoponim, they wait at 12:30. So Zokta Beis Yosef, according to that, you can still dive until 12:30. You can still dive until 12:30 because it's not the Pshat B'dievet, it's still Chatzais. The pshat is that you're down in Tashlumin, so you could daven at 12:15, 12:30 also. Even though Mincha's not started until 12:30, but it's Tashlumin. So what's the difference, 12 to 12:30? So Chatzais is Lav Davka. The other pshat, that you're passing like the Chachamim, says Chatzais, and that's it. It's Chatzais, and that's it. But there's another, that's one difference. So it means according to the first pshat, it's still, you could go till 12:30. And according to the first pshat, it can only go till 12.
We hold you can only go to 12:30 because you have chakras until you can start davening mincha.
Yeah, but once you daven mincha, you have to daven mincha first, and then that's the seder. You have to daven
because it's based on tashlumin. You're saying
yeah, it's still the same tashlumin. That you're correct. Mm-hmm. Joey's asking when you can daven till mincha. I'm correct, but as a tefillah b'fnei atzma chakras, you can daven tashlumin until 12:30. Once it's 12:30, you have to be makdim mincha and then do because that's the din. You have to be makdim at first. Right? That's one difference. The other difference is the other way. We know that the din is that Rishayim and Paskim is based on a Gemara. Mu'uvas lo yochel liskein. Gemara brings a pasuk. Some of you didn't daven. Bemezit. If you missed tefillah bemezit, if a guy mezit doesn't mean he doesn't want to keep the mitzvah. It means he has a meeting and he's afraid to say I have to daven mincha, right? It's mezid. What do you mean? Right? It's only if you have some heterim, whatever it is, sachit zibur, whatever it is. But if you miss b'mezid, right? So then Chaim Epstein once said that somebody told me the ball game, there were like 100 yidin with payas, what they told me. Ah, so he said that, And then in the middle, they went out in the break and they daven mincha b'tzibur. So I can't imagine the kavana they said when they were saying Aleinu, Shalah, son of Kagoya, it's unbelievable. He said, I'd rather they would have davened not put a minion, not have to show who they are. But anyway, so if you daven, if you miss the mezid, there's no tashlumin. If a person didn't daven in the morning, didn't daven mincha. He was busy, he's got that, but he can't. Only Shaygig, Oynes, whatever it is, right? Okay, but Pesheya has no Tashlum. Oh, so here's a big difference. What if a guy was a Pesheya till 10 o'clock? So that means he doesn't have Tashlumin. So according to the first pshat, he can't daven after 10 o'clock. But if the pshat is no, it's B'dievet Azman till Chatzais, then En Chami could daven, just like if a guy's Pesheya in the morning, right? Instead of davening in the morning, he goes shopping and he goes here and he goes there. You shouldn't do these things, right? But Lamay say it's still before 10 o'clock. About he can daven. He's pulled up. He eats before davening. He does this before davening. He watches movies. It doesn't matter. But he's doing. But the pshat is he can still daven. Oh, so here there's a big difference. If you say b'di'evad this man is still 12, because so then he could still daven. But if you say tashum, he can't daven. So the Beis Yosef Machriya from the Lashon of the Rambam and Tur is avar. I think the Rif too. I don't remember im avar v'loispal like mashma im shagag or avar. I don't remember the Lashon, but he says im avar. Even did on purpose. Vice dice. It's not tashlum. It's his man b'dievet. If it was tashlum, and you can't. That's what he goes into. So it comes out two different. And Shulchan Aruch Taket says that since it's mashma that it's a din. And he quotes a Rashba. The Rashba also says that Tashlumin is only once you daven mincha, now you have a right to daven shachris. Once you daven ma'ariv, now you have a right to daven mincha. Once you daven shachris, you have a right to daven ma'ariv. The Taz argues that's not what the Rashba means, he says. But akoponim, the Shulchan Aruch with the Ramah, seem to paskin, you could daven till chatzos, and that's it. And even if you were mazin. So Rabbi Kivega there quotes a tzlach, and that's what I want to focus on. A maybe dikke chiddush that he says from the tzlach. Rabbi Kivega seems to be masking to it, right? I'm not saying lalach lemaisa, but he says he brings it the tzlach. The tzlach says about the pashas of gemaras you can daven the whole time, right? So he says that the pshat is azoi. He says you could daven till 12:30. He wants to say. He says, but I. It might be mincha. He says, so daven with a tnai, he says. At 12 o'clock, 12:15, let's call it, daven with a tnai. If, in other words, like this, you're telling me that you could daven shachris till the end of, according to the end of the Zman. The end of the Zman is 12 o'clock. 12:15, we don't know if it's the end of the Zman because they didn't have clocks. They didn't know. It's a suffix. That's what it means. That's why they said to wait till 12:30. It might be before chatzos. It might be after Chatzais. Zok the Tzlach, so make the following Tanai. Daven Shemines, and say like that. And the din is, we could make Tanayim in Mitzvahs. Even though it's a Shver Musig, but the Rai is the Beis Yosef says, that besides everybody knows Daven is a Tanai by Matzah, but the Beis Yosef says, if you go to Shul, where you're afraid you're going to Daven late. But you want to say Krishma together with the Brachas, with a Tzibur, with Brachas, but you're afraid you're going to late. So Memela, say Krishma when you say Karbonis, right? And you say over there, Pa'oimim, Pa'mayim, Ba'ava, Shma'oimim, be Mechavin, make a Tanai. If I'm going to miss this man, this should be Krishma. If I'm not going to miss man, I want that Krishma. You can make a Tanai in the midst of Vaisais. So the Tzlach says, make a Tanai in over here. If it's still Shachris, it's before Chatzais, let this be for Shachris. And if it's after Chatzais, let it be for Mincha. And then the tefillah later, it depends. If what I daven is shachas, I'd be mincha. If what I daven was mincha, let this be tashlumin. So maman of shach, you can go ahead and daven at 12:15. He says, why should you only daven till 12? Right? If you're saying that lemaisa is that you still could daven shachas till 12 o'clock, like the second way of learning, like it says avar, that you can still daven, it's not a tashlumin. So, but only till 12, because it's only b'dievad. He says, 12 means till when you know it's 12. So you don't know it's 12, from 12 to 12:30. So make a tanai. That's the tzlach's taina. So I want to, on that, just say a few hours.
Rebbe, I'm sorry. I don't pop the tanai.
Okay. What's the problem?
I mind repeating one more time? I'm sorry.
Okay. Daven at 12:15. So okay. Like this. If it's before 12, this is Shachris. And at 12:40, when I daven again, right? So that's Mincha. If it's now past 12, this is Mincha. 12:40 is Tashlum for Shachris. Therefore, you could daven the whole time. Okay, that's the Tanai. You got that, Joey?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So now,
Don't we have to daven with tashlumim after a shmoneh?
Yes, it could be. I mean, we stop, we say ashrei, we listen to. It doesn't have to. It has to be within while you're davening. It doesn't mean the next second. Okay? All right? So now, that's a good point, but it doesn't have to be. We do other things in between sometimes. But I kopanim like this. That's so like I want like this. When can you daven mincha? So Ashton, so you can daven mincha 12:30. What if one doesn't realize, you know, what time it is? He has the wrong clock on, and it says on his clock 12:40, and he davens. All of a sudden, he comes back. Oh, wait, it's 12:15, right? Or whatever the case is, right? He davens one something, forgot to change his clock. Go back. It's really 12 something now. It's 12:10. He looks at his watch. It's clock. It's 1:10, and he davens the wrong in time. So this is a machlokes of poskim. The Maghreb Rebbe says you're not yaitze. You're not yaitze davening mincha there. So good. The poskim bring others that want to say b'dieved you are, but lamaisa is the tzlach is not saying anything. What do you do with the shitas Maghreb Rebbe that says you're not yaitze? What do you mean you're making it mincha? What if it's you're not even if it's past 12? Chazal made a time. They said 12:30. That's it. That's what the Maghreb was holding. In other words, he's saying is if it's before 12, I'm diving shot. If it's after 12, fine. If after 12, that means it's what time is it? 12:15. At 12:30, you know for sure it's 12. Chazal said that now when they were masaking the Zman, it said 12 o'clock. That's one thing. Second thing is like this. This guy's davening. He doesn't know if it's before Chatzos after 12:15. You see, that's why I'd like somebody to, don't do too much research. But if you could tell me what they used exactly the time of the Shulchan Aruch or the Tzlach even to go ahead and he's going on the Gemara bets, what they used exactly for to be able to tell what time is. But he says like this. In other words, it's 12:15. That's what we know. It's 12:15, and he says, well, we're not sure. Maybe it's not. You know, they didn't have. They put a stick in the ground and they saw if it's 12, not 12. So you're making a half hour window that you might make a mistake. So it might be, it looks like it's 12:15, but it might be quarter to 12. So you start davening. Now, who says it's 12, quarter to 12? Could be when you start davening, it's 1 minute to 12, right? Hopefully your Shmoneh takes more than 2 minutes, right? And once he davens 1 minute, the next minute becomes after Chatzos. So then I don't understand what the Tzlach is saying. What kind of Tanai? It could be starts davening Shachris in the middle becomes Man Mincha. That's not the good tefillah, Pashtus. Pashtus is not a good tefillah.
I thought that we always go bus of the Haskalah of the tefillah.
Okay, who's that?
David Samuels.
David Samuels thought, okay.
Because I saw more.
You have right to think that way. The only thing
is
the Magen Avraham says not that way. Magen Avraham says not that way. Look in Siman Pei Tes on these halachas. In fact, if you want to open up a Shulchan Aruch, so if you look in Siman Pei Tes, Sifkot and Dalet, he says 4 hours is Shlisha Yoyim. Okay? Everybody, you have that, Rav David?
I'm looking.
Okay, Pei Tes, Sifkot and Dalet.
Oh, right? It's in the Magen Avraham, not...
Yeah, when the Mechaber says Shlisha Yom, 4 hours means a third of the day. Means in my Yom Aruch, 18 hours, Yud Cheshos, so it's Vav Shos on the Yom. That's 6 hours a day, like we have now. Not 6 hours necessarily, but we have. Yom Aruch, in the wintertime, it's 9 hours, so one third of the day is 3 hours. Vayim Mashka. Vayim Mashka Safi Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, Legabe Tfila, Legabe Mincha, that tzarech ligmar hatfila koydim shlish hayayim. The Magen Avraham and Rav Kiva Eger for the Tzlach, and Rav Kiva Eger to say such a simple tnai without going into my kasha, I don't understand. Without saying at least, but what do you do with the Magen Avraham? To me, that's very shver. I think that's a very shver zach to say. So that's my tainus. As far as what David's saying, I'm not familiar with the Moshe. That I don't know, could be. But there is a tshuva from the Eretz Tzvi, a Yedudik tshuva from the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhik Lava, the Rosh Hashiva of Chochmei Lublin, after Rav Meir Shapir was nifted. He was a Yid, a Goyen, and a Tzadik. Mamash, a Yid, a Goyen, and a Tzadik. I'll tell you, share with you something. I was talking to Rav Shragi Newberg here, Joel, Erev Shabbos, about some things here. We want to, just check out what's going on in Baltimore, what the doctors say there. So he told me that Sefer came out in the 3-day age. So the Eish Kidu was a Yidda, a Slobodka Talmud, and a Goyen, a really big person. And he had a doctorate. I don't know what it was exactly. I remember hearing as a Bachar that he held the Munkacha to be the Gadol Hadar. He held the Munk, which is, what's the Shaykh of Slobodka, Switzerland? I don't know exactly. I remember hearing it. So a few years ago, by Yossi Ostreich, I asked the Munkacha Rebbe about it. That, you know, what he said, yeah, not only was he used to come to Munkacha, they have pictures of him. He held, so in this new book they have, that came out on his biography, and you know, he's involved very much with the Mizrahi and so forth. And the Munkacha made the Rav Yerlish Teitelbaum look like a liberal. It was so he was like a Kanoish and Kamoyu, it's known. So, but what I understood is because he loved his genius. He loved geniuses, Munkacha. So anyway, one time the Sri Deish came there, Rechiel Yankov Weinberg came there, and one of the Chassidim came over and says, you know, the Ruv, you know, you know that in the Rebbe, did I say the story last night? I did, okay. The Inzer Rebbe is a Goyen and a Tzaddik and a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. So he said, a Goyen, Zich is a Goyen. A Tzaddik is Taka Tzaddik. He said, Ruach HaKodesh, I have no idea if he has Ruach HaKodesh. Right, another Chassid comes over and says, you know, isn't the doctorate, you have a doctor, you know, our Rebbe told us that, you know, you did in the, you know, excuse me, the basic key said, that's where you studied. He says, now I know for sure your Rebbe doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh. Anyway, so the Kozher Glover was a Yid, a Goyen, and a Tzaddik. Ruach HaKodesh, that's basic. He was a Kodesh and Kamar. He was killed with all his children, not a Zeicha left him. When they printed his Sefer recently, very nicely, a few years ago, 20 years ago, I don't remember, they found some third cousin. Unbelievable Yid. A Yid of Kodesh. He came to Sokhachev as a 10-year-old child. I heard from Rabbi Yonason when he came, the Sokhachev looked at him like what, you know. Sokhachev was a short man. He looked at him. He said, you're looking down there? Down there, I'm short. Over here, I'm big. And he took his Feherdim, and he took him as a 10-year-old to the Avinez. And what is, one day, the Avinez was walking in the courtyard of the base magistrate, and a Gemara falls down for a tree. He sees this kid is learning from a tree. He's like having a chazing. So he says, I'm goiz on you. You have to learn a few blad of Gemara every day. He said he was such a chassid also. The every day before shir, he would sit, he would write a kvittel and put it into the Sefer Shem Shmuel. The Shem Shmuel was only nifter, with David, his son, even though he was older than him and he was butler. So one day he said a svara, and somebody in the middle of shir said, it's for Kat from the Taisvis. So he went like this, brachis. You mean the Taisvis in this Masechta? He says, if you look at the Marsha, that's not the Pshat Tais. They were nispal. It was right. So he said, what's the big deal? I wrote a kvittel to the Rebbe. That's Yadda Dishmai. He was such a yid. So he has there, if you want to just take a look, because I really apologize if I can go soon. We have another Zoom for the Rebbe soon, but that's not really going. I have to tell Mendy to get a different one. But if you look in Brachas, that's maybe, I'll give you the Mar Mokum of David, okay? There's an Orcha Shulchan who says, like you're saying, in a few places, in Kuf Rav Sifhei and Kuf Dalad Sivav. I would look it up now, and I wrote it in my notes, but look at the Taisis in Brachas. I'll say that. Taisis in two places talks about, in Brachas Zayin and in Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet and Beis, that Bilam was Yedeya Das Elyon. Yedeya Das Elyon, Das Behemto, he didn't know, the Gemara says. Right? He didn't know his Behemoth's Das, right? His Chamar, that he lived with. So Gemara says he knew the exact moment that Rabban Shem gets angry. How long? Kemimra. Rega Kemimra. Split second. Fractisis. So what could he say already in that split second that he was Makal Klaisal? So one Pshat Taisa says, he says, Kalem, Chof Lamed Meim, Chas Hashem destroyed him. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in one place, Taisa, I think in a Vezor, says, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hafach, Kalem, backwards, Melech. Melech, Truas Melech Boy, that they're so endeared, they're so beloved by the Bunch. The other Pshat Taisa says, is that he started the curse then, and he kept going. And since it started then, it keeps going. So he says, you have to look at the Shulchan. I haven't seen the Shulchan many years, but as far as I remember, Kozher Glover, the Eretz Tzvi, Tzvi Yefreimer says, is that Madach Klala Rabbein Shom lets you start, and then it keeps going. Avada Mida Taiva, and something good, davening. Now, I hear that. It's a Meridik Avert. It's a beautiful Avert to say over. I can hear a big difference between if you talk to Rabbein Shalom, and, you know, I don't know, Rabbein Shalom has certain times he listens to us. You keep going. But if Chazal made a takana that you can say tefillah till this moment, that's the takana. What does it mean you're just doing afterwards? Chazal gave guidelines, right? The Gemara we mentioned, you know, you have a pigeon, 1 foot outside of 50, outside. It doesn't matter what Taisa says. Chazal said 50, that's what it is, right? I maybe have a pigeon that's a little stronger. They said 50, that's the din. So that's what Chazal said.
Can't you say maybe that's what Chazal meant? Start the tefillah by chatzos.
I mean, it's very hard to tzushtel that to something which by yourself you're doing. So I'm saying is, how could you compare nusach tefillah with halachas to something that's, you know, that the Baruch Hashem gives us the right to do? You know, yeah. You can curse Chas v'Shalom at that moment and keep going. Or you have an Ace Rotson. I don't know, there's an Ace Rotson, right? You call it an Ace Rotson. So you start Ace Rotson. What's an Ace Rotson? When the Sefer Torah is out, 3 Sefer Torah is out, whatever, you know, you get on they find on the websites, it's a good Ace Rotson, right? So you start davening and keep going. Right, fine. This Shidduch and that Shidduch and money and Parnassah and Nachas. Fine. I'm sure it works. I'm sure it's all pure, right?
Isn't the Makkah of Tefillah is Karbonus, right?
Yeah.
So what if you bring a carbon, you start in the right man, and it carries over beyond this
exactly.
Month.
Would
the carbon be kosher?
Yeah, Joe, you can't go ahead and do all of a sudden this week because you started. That's no good.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.